Blog Talk Radio.
Let's do it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah. Okay. 365 days of motivation, the person of harmony, just for you, your main man, Marvin Rome, and the crew. Well, the crew ain't here today, but they here with me anyway. We got Sunday sermons coming up today. We got a Juneteenth message for our people, for the brothers, right, for fathers. We're going to celebrate together. Y'all come on, rock with me. We got Brother Booker. Come on. Hey. There's no greater love. Y'all know. It's heaven again. No better love. Oh, yeah. Hey, yeah. There's no better love, no greater love than for self and kind. Welcome to Empowerment Sunday. If you missed yesterday, you need to go back into our archives. We just need to go back anyway. Anyway, let's go over the mission real quick. The mission of the National African American Empowerment Association is to meet the needs of our community, develop programs and services that support, inspire, motivate, empower you and me, us, descendants of African chattel enslavement. We're better. We're growing. We're changing. We're going to do that through five components: the peace process, politics, economics, athletics, health, wellness, fitness, and nutrition. And the A is not just working out. The A is being able to get your A together, your act together, and be able to be healthy and fit mentally, physically, and emotionally. Always on Sunday, we look at the laws for living. Today, we're going with Brother Booker and the message. So we're going with Ma'at. We'll be right back.
The 42 Laws of Ma'at. I have not committed sin. I have not committed robbery with violence. I have not stolen. I have not slain men or women. I have not stolen food. I have not swindled offerings. I have not stolen from God. I have not told lies. I have not carried away food. I have not cursed. I have not closed my ears to truth. I have not committed adultery. I have not made anyone cry. I have not felt sorrow without reason. I have not assaulted anyone. I am not deceitful. I have not stolen anyone's land. I have not been an eavesdropper. I have not falsely accused anyone. I have not been angry without reason. I have not seduced anyone's wife. I have not polluted myself. I have not terrorized anyone. I have not disobeyed the law. I have not been excessively angry. I have not cursed God. I have not behaved with violence. I have not caused disruption of peace. I have not acted hastily or without thought. I have not overstepped my boundaries of concern. I have not exaggerated my words when speaking. I have not worked evil. I have not used evil thoughts, words, or deeds. I have not polluted the water. I have not spoken angrily or arrogantly. I have not cursed anyone in thought, words, or deeds. I have not placed myself on a pedestal. I have not stolen what belongs to God. I have not stolen from or disrespected the deceased. I have not taken food from a child. I have not acted with insolence. I have not destroyed property belonging to God. The 42 Laws of Ma'at.
There it is. What's your list of how nots? I have nots. What are your list? Think about it. Wouldn't our communities be better if we had some things that we just didn't do and we keep building on those? I have not lied. Well, we learn how to keep our word with each other, where our word is bond. I have not disrespected my brother's wife or my brother's husband or my sister's husband. How about that? Ugh. How about that? I have not messed with nobody else's woman or man. How about we just leave other people alone and mess with our own and leave our children alone and stop doing stuff we know we don't need to do? But that's another subject. Anyway, we got to do it, though. All right, let me bring Brother Booker in. Brother Booker, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, brother. How are you doing today?
I just went off on a tangent. Sorry about that. All right, you got a Juneteenth message. Let me say to you
on this traditional day, happy Father's Day, brother.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. And I can say that we've been good dads, right? Because I know some dads that ain't done nothing, but we ain't going to talk about them. We're going to celebrate them anyway because, again, our people are conditioned. And when we break that conditioning, we'll automatically rise back to being great fathers. Go ahead, brother. All right, happy Father's Day to you as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. Thanks for this opportunity on
you're welcome,
Father's Day. You know, and today is...
Oh, now, it's also Juneteenth, Sue, as well.
Oh, that's
so
right. Juneteenth,
happy Juneteenth, brother.
Right. And to you, brother.
They made us free way after we was free. That's another subject, too, Blue Heart. All right. You go ahead.
That's
Juneteenth
definitely a
message.
Whole other subject.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Brother right. Booker, it's on you.
Yes, sir. Today I'm going to just do what I call a mind-to-mind conversation or translation to what we commonly say heart-to-heart. But it's mind-to-mind conversation. And this is my my so-called Father's Day message. But let us not forget that every day is Father's Day, just as every day is Mother's Day. But on this Father's Day, as I approach my 70th New Year in September, which is what I say my birthday is, it's my new year, because I will not be born on September 13th this year. I will celebrate my 70th birthday, so it's my 70th new year on this earth. So as I approach that, I ask myself on this Father's Day, what am I most proud of in my life? If I had to look at that, look back at that and say, what is it as a father, as a black man, approaching his 70th year, what am I most proud of? And my answer is, other than my children, my wife, you know, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, there's not too much I'm proud of. If I'm honest with myself and truly understand the things I'm supposedly proud of, then it's not much for me to be proud of. Yes, I know I was the first, I'm going to be nice here, I was the first black man to be editor of the largest newspaper in the Navy. Yes, I was also the second black man in the Navy selected to attend a one-year course in motion picture scriptwriting and production at the University of Southern California. And yes, I was the first black man to be a director at the Virginia Housing Development Authority. But none of those things are things I'm particularly proud of. Because those are things that when I understand them, they did more for the system that I became the first nigga to do this and first nigga to do that and first nigga to do that in than it did for me, or more importantly, my people. In fact, it did more to hinder and to hurt my folk than it did to help my folks. Let me explain. See, me being the first black man to be the editor of the largest newspaper in the Navy, that became material for the system, or white folks, to promote. See what he did? This young man, he grew up in Gilpin Court in Richmond, Virginia, straight out the projects. And through hard work, dedication, commitment, et cetera, studying and being focused and being driven and having a goal, he became the first black journalist in the history of the Navy to be the editor of the largest newspaper in the Navy. And then that supposedly inspires young black folk in Gibbon Court and other public housing communities. Just remember Booker Chambers, what he did. Look at how, if you do the things he did, you too can achieve someday what he achieved. It's instilling false hope. Then to say he went on to become the second black journalist to go to motion picture scriptwriting school at the University of Southern California. More false hope. Then he became the first black man to be the director, be a director of Virginia Housing Development Authority. False hope. So why be proud of in a situation? Now, I didn't understand at the time that that's what it, and I didn't put my chest out and pound my chest and say, oh, I did this and this and that, because that wasn't me. Because I really wasn't trying to be those things, but I didn't see them as accomplishments, as things to be proud of. Now, here's why, and I want you to understand my thinking on this. I guess if I had to say the one thing that I'm so-called proud of in my lifetime is that, and that is, I did not forget my mama and all the hell she went through being a single parent, raising initially three children by three different men in the projects of Gibbon Court, of course, on her own, and I'm her oldest son, seeing the hell that she went through to take care of us. Seeing my mama steal out of stores so she could give me something. Something as simple as what we'd call a Hostess Twinkie or a Susie Q. So I could get to see, experience what that little sweetie tastes like. So I could get shoes out of cheap department stores, one in particular, Rayla's downtown in Richmond. That was there to serve the lower class Negroes. Saw her slave herself working for $15 a week at a white nursing home on Chamberlain Avenue, 6 days a week, so I could have the little things I did have, which wasn't much. But more importantly, I saw her love for her children and for us. I didn't forget my mama. And although my daddy was not in my life my first 8 years, I didn't forget my daddy. How can I? I didn't forget my brothers and my sisters. I didn't forget my uncles, my aunts, and how crazy they were, drinking that liquor, fighting each other, loving each other, and just acting a fool, just struggling, keep from getting evicted, running around. I didn't forget them, my first cousin, second cousin, third cousin. No, I didn't forget them. I didn't forget my friends who were in the struggle with, whenever I so-called had success, whenever I obtained financial gains, I shared it with my family. Because to me, success is not about me. It's about us. In fact, I cannot consider myself successful if my family is not so-called successful. I cannot let material wealth or lack thereof divide me from my family. I can't judge my family members based on their lack of dollars or their lack of jobs, et cetera, et cetera. I cannot. I did not forget that. That's the one thing I can say on this so-called Father's Day, that as a father, as a black man I'm proud of. I didn't forget, and I never will forget my mother, my father, my sisters, my brothers, my family, my neighbors, my best friends, my community. The one thing that I'm proud of is that I understand it's about us, not about me. That we all are in this together and understand the ways that they divide us. They use so-called success among black folk to divide us and keep us under control. It makes us run off seeking. So I remember when I was a little boy coming up, the mindset was in the project to get out. I got to get out. We got to get out. We got to get away from here. Instead of a mindset to make it better, improve it, it was, instead of improve it, get out. And of course, I got out. But I didn't forget. When people were trying to pump me to say, oh, I've got all this, I've got all this intelligence, I got all this talent, I got all these things. Look, man, you different. No, I'm not. Is my response. I'm not different. Phil, just like me. Boo Boo, just like me. Ronald, just like me. Chick, just like me. Shampoo, just like me. Biscuit, just like me. Blue, just like me. Cornbread, just like me. Bubba, just like me. I ain't no better than them. Y'all have put me into opportunities. People say, oh no, but you took advantage of it. No, I didn't take advantage of opportunities. What opportunities? They use those to still pit us against one another and to say, look at the opportunities that you have if you just be like Booker. That's the thing I'm proud of. I haven't forgot my mother, my father, my sisters, my brothers, my family on this Father's Day. Ain't that what a father is all about? Ain't that what we're supposed to be about? Don't judge me by my so-called success. Judge me by my family. Judge me by us. What do we look like? What have I done as a father for my family, for my people? That's what I'm proud of. I didn't forget. Don't think about all the money I made, all the things I did, nothing. That was nothing. That's all part of the trick to keep you so-called climbing that ladder, trying to do something, trying to break away. I don't want my children to grow up like them. I don't want my child going to that school. Oh, we got to get out of that neighborhood. Them niggas don't know how to act. Look at them. Look at the gun violence, drive-bys, killing each other. We blaming ourselves, hating ourselves, because we are acting like the system has designed, developed us to act. We're doing exactly what the system wants us to do. Our actions, or our lack thereof, continues to give life to the system. All the drive-bys, all the black-on-black crime, all the moving out the neighborhoods, all leaving, all scared to drive through the projects, locking your car doors when you're down in the hood, just scared of that. All that is feeding into the system and is by design of the system. We must understand this. I'm proud that I didn't forget and that I always will remember. That's the thing. And as Brother Marvin will attest, he ends the show every Saturday playing my song, the impossible dream. My impossible dream to me is one day black folk will be together as a people. Not if, not hope so, not maybe, not I pray. No, one day it will happen. My impossible dream. I just pray that I'm blessed to still be here when it happens. My impossible dream. Because we as a people must come together. And that's my Father's Day message. What are you proud of, Papa? What are you really proud of, Daddy? What are you truly proud of, Father? Or do you have anything to be proud of? You know, that's me. Brother Marvin, I thank you for the opportunity to deliver my Father's Day message. And if you want me to add anything or ask me a question, I'm now available.
All right. Thank you, Brother Booker. We wrap up.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank you for a wonderful message. All right. I think we needed that. We got to look at things. What's the steps, right? I know you said be the one, be honest with yourself. But let's talk to our brothers today and even our sisters about the steps that we need to take as we wrap up.
You know, I always say you have to, as we said, mentioned just now, be honest with ourselves. But we also, in doing so and being honest with ourselves, we got to accept reality. We have to realize and admit it and admit the situation that we really are in. And what has happened. Because we're not going to take steps to change that until we agree and admit to it that it's happened and it's what's going on. Then we can identify what we need to do to change it. But if we don't agree that it has happened, that it's done, been done to us, and that's the situation that we're in, we're not going to come up with any viable, I hate to use the word solution, but I will, solutions for our situation. We have to. That's the first step, brother. We have to be, again, being honest with ourselves, admit that this is the situation that we're in and this is what has happened to us as a people. Now we can move forward. It's okay. Now we agree on that. Let's talk about what we need to do to get out of it, which will lead to our liberation.
All right. And as we end on your song, you mentioned it before you closed out, your impossible dream.
Yes, right. Sir.
Why yes, sir. Is it that this song is so important to you?
It describes, it tells my story. You know, folks been telling me over the years, Brother Booker, you're right. You're right, man, when you said black folk need to come together. We need to, they said, but it'll never happen during my lifetime. And I said, well, then damn it, I'm going to die trying. That's my reason for living. And that's my impossible dream, that we as a people will come together. Maybe not during my lifetime, but I know it will happen.
All right. Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. And thank you, brother.
Again, happy Juneteenth. Happy Father's Day. Continue to live that dream. All right?
Yes, sir.
Martin Luther King had a dream. Now we got a vision. Let's go to work
yes, sir.
To empower our people. Thank you, brother.
Right back at you, brother. Thank you.
All right.
Peace.
Thank you, sir. Peace. That's it for today. It's the National African American Empowerment Association. Join us every Saturday at 2 p.m. Until that time, do the best that you can to do the work of working on yourself. Peace and blessings from up top. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.